Good evening.
I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, August 8th, 2022, 6 p.m. First order is to establish a quorum. Scott?
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Here.
Randy Hayes. Roger Haynes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Scott, would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome everyone to the August 8th, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you. First item is review and action of the July 11, 2020 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections?
2022.
Or 2022. Sorry.
I'll move to approve.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved. We will move on to public hearing and final vote. And Scott, I'll turn that over to you.
Okay. So the following applicants are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning requests for the following parcels in the Cedar Acre subdivision. We have William and Catherine Smith, which have parcel number 18-7-26-003-001-005.000, located at 249 Ingalls Lane, which is Lot 5. Ryan Whitley, same, except the last six digits of the parcel ID are 006.000, located at 275 Ingalls Lane, which is Lot 4. Brian Dieterle, parcel last six digits are 006.001, located at 297 Ingalls Lane, Lot number 3. And Branson Cove LLC, which is the last six digits 008.000 and 007.000, which are located on Ingalls Lane and are lots 1 and 2. The existing property is zoned R1 single family residential. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. So looking at our PowerPoint, here's a zoomed out map. This is State Park Marina. This is historic, or just Highway 165. I've got these five lots highlighted. Just zooming in. And I just put the plat, and I think that was in your packet that was emailed you, showing Cedar Acres. So here's our zoning layer. Of course, the red's NR1, the yellow is R1, green is C2, A1, and the dark is the city limits of Hollister. And then the hatched is the Corps of Engineers Table Rock Lake. So here's our addresses. That I have. had a couple more, but I think they're for the other part of the rezone. I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Mark Still. I'm representing the owners of those five parcels there. Scott said we're seeking to rezone those as NR1. I think they are not adjacent to any other R1 properties. Didn't want a spot zone, so we wanted to, all of the homeowners have agreed to try to rezone, to request that. I'll go ahead and read the letter. All the owners of Cedar Acres subdivision shared the desire to rezone their properties from R1 to NR1. This neighborhood is bordered by Branson Cove Condominium on the west, Table Rock Lake on the east. As the area has grown into vacation rental destination, the owners see that the highest and best future use of the properties. While the properties are currently utilized as private residences, this zoning would give them the flexibility to convert the use to vacation rental in the future. They all have current private wells. They're all connected to public sewer. And obviously they are, you see where they're located. So. Happy to answer any questions.
Where's the entrance going to be at?
The Branson Cove main entrance. There's an older entrance off of Ingalls Lane, as you know, and obviously we can't, you know, I would love to make that go away, but I don't know how to do that, so I don't think we have any authority to do that. But we did build a new entrance, as you know, there off Branson Cove, so that would be the way in.
Well, if it's platted public, you could go through to vacate.
Vacate that.
You'd have to go through the process.
Yeah.
My big deal on it, like the last time, MoDOT didn't require a turn lane, but with the curve and everything right there, I mean, I felt that a turn lane should be incorporated, and now there's going to be additional homes added for more traffic. You know, to me, it should have had a turn lane from Branson Cove all the way down to Dale Avenue to keep everybody safe. If you take a heavy loaded truck coming around that curve, you're right up on the people before you know it, trying to turn in. They may have a boat, they may be on a motorcycle. But.
Well, for these particular lots, obviously, the homes are already there, so you're not really impacting that. But I get your point, but that would be, I think that's is that a MoDOT issue, Devin?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Any other questions? Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application for the application? In favor of the application or opposed? Okay. Anyone signed up in opposition to the application that wants to speak? You want to come on up?
I've never done this. And it's a little nerve-wracking, so I made some notes.
It's all good.
I'm Janet Bezaritis. And when I got this letter about the rezoning request, my first thought was, what's the big deal? It's just two more, according to the letter, after they've already been approved for 100 of these nightly rental lodges. But then it reminded me of the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, kind of, because in August of 2019, they were approved for this, and people did stand up and object and throw out some things like the traffic, the additional traffic, and needing all that stuff. I'm a realtor. I live one house away from the lower row of lodges that are built there. As a realtor, I raised my right hand and in front of God and my peers and swore to serve my community and act fairly towards all in the spirit of the Golden Rule, and that's why I'm here and not cooling off in the lake. Once this project was approved, I actually felt pretty good because I found out who the builder was. He had a really good reputation, and I tried to convince the neighbors that it was going to be okay. The plans that they put out showed a lot of buffer. There was green space. There was a dedicated park with lake access. And then they broke ground, pushing over almost all of the big oak trees and burning them in huge bonfires. For weeks, the ashes fell on our heads and our patios and our cars. And then came the rock breaking for 2 years. Has anyone ever lived next to a commercial construction project like this? It's beeping of trucks and banging of nail guns and loud music from 6 o'clock in the morning. I know that's water under the bridge, but remember the camel's back. So I've been a resident there for 16 years, and yes, it's a mixed neighborhood. Some really nice homes, some modest, some needing a little TLC. We have a couple of small resorts that have on-site owners and care about things. We're used to being in an amazing vacation destination, dealing with crowds and the distant strains of quiet riot on Sunday morning coming off the lake. But this, look at the difference in density of the buildings and the bedrooms comparing Siesta Cove's approximately 25 acres to Branson Cove's approximately 20. You end up with about 200 bedrooms in Siesta Cove and a possible 1,100 bedrooms in Branson Cove. 1,100 bedrooms right next door. And all that extra traffic and all those people, they were advertised that they were right next to the marina. So these people come down here expecting to walk to the marina. We are all dealing with that constant traffic problems going on. In talking to the neighbors more in the past week and walking into some of their backyards for the first time, I heard horror stories about loud music at all hours, sometimes with X-rated lyrics, having to bring their little kids in from the backyard because it's just too much. Security concerns, and everyone on that street feels like their homes have been ruined. Their lives have been violated in that one place that's supposed to be safe, which is home. These people aren't asking for much. They've talked and talked about maybe getting a privacy fence, some quiet time, a little bit of respect from this project, but nobody feels like they're being heard. And that's why I'm here speaking on behalf of some of the neighbors. One of my concerns is the future. What will this be like in 10 years? Everyone can see we're getting overbuilt with these nightly rental lodge projects, partly because of the projected income numbers being thrown around. But then what? What happens? These aren't like normal high-end homes. 7 to 10 bedrooms, no garages, no yards at all. Branson Cove needs to do something to keep it from turning into a ghetto at some point of long-term workforce rental housing or something. I mean, what are they going to do with all these when we get overbuilt again? You can help us make them beautiful if you'll help us put a little bit of something on this. I'm nervous, and I'm sorry I'm babbling a little bit too, but thank you for hearing me. And do you have any questions about how I came up with any of these numbers or anything?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Where's your house? Can you show them that?
I'm one house
show
away.
Show mine, too.
So there's John. Several of the people along here are in the room. These people are in Florida, and they're listening online.
The house behind me is about from me to you, sir.
Sir, I need for you to, if you didn't sign up to speak, I need for you to respect the process, please. You did good. Thank you. Anyone else sign up to speak?
Sir, I signed up to speak. I came in kind of on the end of it. I'm Don Ingram. I was here to speak on several of them.
Are you? Do you want to get up and speak?
Yeah, I'll be glad to speak now.
Or which one are we dealing with right now? All six of them?
The five? Is it five lots?
Correct. Five lots.
Five lots. Okay.
Not the larger parcel yet.
Okay. Well, the comments that I have to make apply to all of them, so I'll go ahead and I'll speak once if that's all right.
Perfect.
That's okay. First of all,